This is the group known as Recluse.
Thanks for having us.
The group Recluse here at the Saturday Life Brigade. And Max, that Your vocals really took me immediately as soon as you started to sing that song. Did you write that? I'm assuming you did. Have you written most of the songs the band does?
Yeah.
Well, tell me more about yourself.
My name is Max, and my dad taught me to play piano when I was five, learned Beatles songs, and I've just always wanted to write songs since I was a little kid. So,
where did you grow up?
I grew up in Aliquippa.
That's funny. We were just talking about, believe it or not, we were talking about Aliquippa this morning. Somebody on the phone. We're talking about places that begin and end with the letter A, of which there are quite a few. Ashtabula, Africa,
Alabama.
Aliquippa.
Yeah.
But the name Aliquippa happened to come up. The land of the Granati brothers and all
yes.
those folks, right?
Yes.
So your dad taught you when you were like five?
Yeah, saying? I wanted to learn how to play Pass Me By, which is a song that Ringo sings on the White Album.
Sure, yeah.
And like, it's a really goofy song, but I was like in love with it. And I played it for my like kindergarten talent show. So I had to learn that Ringo song, though. So that's where it all started.
Interesting. You could work on Act Naturally and all the others. It's funny because as you, and I don't like to really draw comparisons like this, but as you began to sing, I'm thinking, God, this guy has a great voice. And it was sort of Beatles-esque in some ways, but I couldn't really trace it to a particular member of the Beatles at all. This sort of ethereal quality of John Lennon, but more of tone of Paul McCartney. And it's so somehow, at least subliminally, the Beatles influence shows.
Absolutely,
a
yeah.
So how did these guys all come together?
I've been playing with everyone in this room for a long time in different groups. And about a year and a half ago, we just started this group, and I just asked all these dudes to come rock these songs with me.
Yeah, sounds great. Zoob's got the mic. I think that'll work.
Yeah, we were playing in a band called Backstabbing Good People, which is it was a great time with Clinton Clegg.
That's where commas really matter.
Yeah,
hyphens. Was it backstabbing?
Well, see, that's the thing.
Yeah.
We don't even know.
Yeah, that's tough. And, you know, are you backstabbing good people?
Are we the good people?
That are doing the backstabbing?
Right.
And when do you smile in their face?
all the time.
All the time. Take your place. But, yeah, and, you know, when it was time for Max to break off on his own and do his project, he brought us all along, and we're pretty thrilled that he did, because this has been a great ride so far.
Yeah, the backing vocals the three of you did on that were just amazing too. Derek playing drums and Dave playing guitar. He's texting right now.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You can text.
I was taking pictures and uploading our activities
cool.
on socials.
No, I'm glad you're doing
he's
that.
He's our social media coordinator.
I didn't mean to call him out. Do you think he's still speaking to me? I just thought it was.
You should call.
I did the same thing.
For those at home, Derek has walked out of the room.
Yeah.
He is furious.
Who would have thought, you know, 10 years ago? Not that Derek would walk out of the room, but that you know, you'd be uploading pictures simultaneously.
Yeah.
I just put something out on Facebook telling people to get over here and to listen to you. Your next gig, you're playing Thanksgiving Eve at Thunderbird, is it?
Thunderbird, that's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
With
it's going to be a big night. It's with Backstabbing Good People and Clinton Clegg's new project, The Common Heart.
Ah, excellent. So that's when you can next see these guys. And we linked to their website, which I think is simplyrecluse.com? Were you that lucky?
Recluse Band.
Recluse Band, okay.
And we should mention for those at home, it's got a W. It's two words, like rec, like you know, you wrecked your car, and loose, like you're
like,
loose.
Like if you're
like
any looser.
Like your shoelace is loose. My shoes are loose.
Yeah.
Shoe loose.
Wreck my car, my shoes are loose, recluse.
Isn't it neat how Derek's trying to pretend he's in the game right now? Just teasing Derek. Let's Derek's not gonna be speaking to me after this, and he's got the stick so he can throw at me.
Derek has flipped a chair over and he is going after Larry right now, very quietly.
You're listening to the Saturday Life Brigade. It's 11:28. Max, what do you want to do next?
This is a song off our first EP. It's super emotional. It's called The Rub. When did we get so old that we can't kick it? Is the rub in our positions or against your new religion? Getting off, turning on the television. Where's your knight in shining armor? Getting colder in the kitchen. But why you wanna shine so bright when you don't want anyone else to see you? But why you wanna shine so bright? 'Cause I still want you. Cause I still want you. I can tell that you've been talking to your sister. She's used to easy living, used to taking what she's given. She has told you you're the master of your visions. It's the other way around them. They have always left you wishing. But why you wanna shine so bright when you don't want anyone else to see you? But why you wanna shine so bright? 'Cause I still want you. 'Cause
that's the band Wreck Loose on the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a great song. And also a really really great piano in that song, too. The Rub, right?
The Rub.
Name of it. And you mentioned that was from your first EP. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what else is available out there in the world of recorded, downloadable, vinyl. Whatever it is these days, we're linoleum.
Yeah,
I don't know what we're putting music on.
That was considered. we just released a new single called Feed Me, and we have a B-side, Only You, and we released it on 7-inch vinyl.
Not the only you. Not only you. A different only you.
That sounds like a pretty cool only you, though.
Oh, that's an old hit. Or an old, I can't remember who did it.
Sing it again. Do that again.
I'm the king of that game. you would know this song. That's bugging me. Little Anthony and the Imperials, maybe. I'll look it up. It's got falsetto in it, which is why I'm not going to sing it again.
Okay. No worries.
I'll do that on your radio show.
Yeah, cool.
So that's out now, the single.
It's out now, and you can get it on Spotify and iTunes. You can order it from our site, and also
shows.
Yeah, sorry, I freaked out because I thought I wasn't allowed to say anything about buying things on the radio.
Well, you're not, so goodbye. No, all you right. Can't.
I always have these moments.
We prefer not to mention prices.
Right, and, all right, gotcha.
And we're not, if it's a good thing you've asked this, and we're not allowed to direct people to buy things.
Exactly.
But you can say things are available at, and that's kind of what you did. So it's all
so
cool.
Yeah, it's available. It's available on iTunes, Spotify, and our website.
Perfect.
Yeah.
As opposed to, go get it now.
Whoops. Yeah.
I can't complete that sentence or I'll get arrested. But the FCC is too busy consolidating media right now anyways. I didn't say that. You can tell I've had very
hot in here.
I've had very little sleep.
Got really real in here today.
Let's focus on Derek again. Derek,
what would you like to know?
Well, tell me where you're from. Like,
I'm from South Hills. I grew up, went to Chartiers Valley High School. I remember coming here one time on a field trip, and it's much different now. It looks different than my memories.
When you came here on a field trip, was it to the Children's Museum or Buell Planetarium?
I'm pretty sure it was here. I was in kindergarten at the time at Chartiers Valley. I remember there was a playhouse throughout the building. Maybe is there a jungle gym upstairs or something?
There used to be a climbing.
Yeah,
there still
that.
Is a climbing area, but it's more like a wall. The one you remember does look like a jungle
gym.
Yes,
exactly. That's the Children's Museum I remember.
See, I'm a little older than you are, and this was kind of, you know, in essence. Activities at Carnegie Science Center were here in this building when I was a kid. And I used to bring my science fair project right out where those Cub Scouts are right
no
now.
Way.
Hello. And I look out there and, you know, live my past years of, you know, doing stuff like that. But
cool.
So, well, it's nice to meet you and to have you here. So, you got the mic. Why don't we, do you think you can reach over?
Here's Dave.
To Dave. Dave's playing bass. Hello.
Greetings.
Just tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, all that stuff.
My name's Dave Bush. I play the bass. I'm from York, Pennsylvania. Came to Western PA to go to school at IUP and then just kind of, you know, moved into the big city and been here ever since.
You know, I'm not a musician, but your bass looks kind of interesting to me. Five strings.
It's
it
a
looks
really
like
nice
it might have
bass.
Been maybe custom made or handmade.
It is a handmade instrument. They're a company out of Chicago called Lakeland. It's real nice. It actually was a custom job of somebody else's ordered, and I used the internets to procure it for myself. And it's been a great bass. That's what I recorded the single with.
Yeah, it's a nice looking instrument, and I like the way it sounds too. More importantly,
yes, me so. Too.
Recluse is the band. Their next gig is Wednesday at Thunderbird Cafe. They also have a club cafe date coming up. You can find out more about them at recluseband.com. And Max is the songwriter and vocalist that you've been hearing, and I want to be sure we get at least, probably can get three more songs in, at least. What would you like to do next?
Well, now that we're talking about the single, we should play it. It's
okay.
Called Feed Me.
Here it is, Feed Me, from the band called Recluse.
Thank you.
No food up on the table. Please feed me. I'll beg till you have nothing more to please me. I know what I've always known. What the body wants is what the body needs, and it's free. But darling, just feed me. I've come here as a martyr, so bleed me. Red wine over broken bread deceive thee. I know that for every man, that appointed time, it is drawing near. But don't grieve, darling, just feed me. Feed me under the sycamore. Feed me in the house where you were raised. As I step towards that light, I don't know men who have come before me, but their lives placed in your hands, and surely they'd starve just to know what a woman wants and what a woman needs. But let it be, darling, just feed me.
Recluse, you guys have a great sound. Have you been traveling, been out on the road at all, Max, to introduce others to what you're doing?
Yeah, we took a little tour back in April, and we're planning to head to a couple different states in the next couple months.
Where do you get to in April?
We got to in April, went to D.C., Philadelphia, Baltimore, New York City, Boston.
Nice. I really do. You know, I get to hear quite a lot of music, and I like what you're doing. The harmonies are nice. I can't say enough about your vocals. Were you always considered a good singer growing up?
I was always told I was a great singer, but then I let it go to my head, and I was always screaming. I grew up listening to a lot of Zeppelin and Pink Floyd, and I had a bunch of, and The Who, so I had a lot of cover bands when I was a kid, and I was just screaming and screaming and screaming, and I was like blowing my voice out every night, and so I had to learn how to just relax and chill out a little bit.
Taking care of your voice matters a lot. You hear Derek cough and you don't want to sound like
keep busting or look Derek like him.
I'll tell you, there's always somebody that gets the
you know, all the blame. It's usually the accordion player, the banjo player, or the drummer. There's this whole taxonomy, right? Zubat never gets to be the guitarist, usually.
No, no, I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. I like attention, but a certain kind of attention.
It looks like you were going to say something.
Oh, no. No, I was just ready. I had my...
At the ready. I can't see your guitar very well. What are you playing?
It's a Telecaster.
Ah, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's a really pretty guitar.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it sounds nice. I had... new pickups put in. They're a little bit mellower than your traditional Telecaster pickups, and you get a nice warm sound out of it.
How old is it?
I wish I could say it was really old. It is not. Fender has a series where they will take a guitar and put it through a couple of trials and make it look like it's been on the road.
Like stonewashed jeans.
Yeah, something like that. Like buying jeans with holes already in it. I'd like to say, for the record, that I didn't buy it from Fender this way. That I bought it used from somebody who bought it from Fender that way.
That's good. So I feel like I'm watching this respectometer, you know, on people's radios go.
There's a certain amount of authenticity. Not inherent in a road-worn series guitar, but it does sound very nice.
It's nice. Speaking of Derek, Derek's got some bongos, hi-hat. I think there must be another cymbal there that I can't see.
No, there's just the hi-hat.
Oh, wow. Okay, because I heard that cymbal roll in the first or second song. Mm-hmm. And
That's all me.
That was just half the hi-hat. And I'm sure when you play out, it's always you four, but... Mm-hmm. You're probably a little louder.
Yeah. It gets really loud sometimes. Yes.
And you probably have a few more drums in front of you, too.
Just a couple, actually. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Excellent. We definitely have time, I think, for two more,
cool.
Which will, you know, I'm so glad we're able to do that.
Yeah.
What would you like to do next, Max?
I'd like to sing a song about Kurt Cobain.
Okay. Once again, here's Reckless.
Thank you. always have a home. And when you're out there, be good to yourself. Show them what you've learned, the money you have earned. And when you trade your passion in for something less divine, you tell someone that you love them. About Kurt, it's such a shame about
nice song. When did, how old is that song?
About 7 months, 3 days, a couple hours.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it's not contemporaneous with Kurt. With Kurt's death, I mean, it doesn't go back that far. Probably couldn't go back that far.
Yeah, we've only been together for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a.
Sorry, I'm going to speak into the microphone. We haven't been together for much longer than a year and a half, so that song's been about a half of our career.
Yes.
Well, it's a good one, and you guys sound great. And
thanks.
It's I mean, you do have an original sound, all of you. I kept pointing out Max's vocals, but bass parts are really great. I guess what I really like is the way you're illustrating the songs. It just supports and lifts them and makes them even better. You're a good songwriter, Max. And
thanks.
Are you writing a lot now? Or
yeah, I have been.
Good.
Keep it up. I had this like really crazy moment though last night. I was driving home from a gig we played last night in Clarion. It was like really late. We had to drive at like 2 a.m. and I was listening to Bob Dylan with my girlfriend. And we were listening to Blood on the Tracks. And I was just like, I grew up listening to that album like over and over.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I was listening to it and I was like, why do I like this? I was like, I don't know if this is that great. And I was like listening to talking about like being on a fishing boat outside Delacroix. And then like I realized like I liked it a lot because he's just being so musical. Like he's just singing every line to every song on that album and like how he sings every strange word he says, and it just like really inspired me last night and reminded me like that I make music to just sing.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm talking about half the time when I'm writing lyrics or when I'm playing or what's coming next, but it's just I just want to sing.
Well, and that's a lot of, you know, the soul of an artist. I mean, it's just to be, you know, and to do what comes very naturally for you. And gosh, that had to be. Thank you all for being here so early. I know it's not, you know, it's guys like you that I often say, guess what? There's another 11. although I know 11's not too bad in the morning.
There was a time in my life when this would have been really rough.
but
was this morning.
Yeah, especially after a late gig. Well, the drive from Clarion at night can be pretty lonely. So Thank you for being here. Anybody else have anything they wanted to say or mention regarding private projects or anything else while we got a minute?
Derek has something to say.
I just want to shout out to all the listeners. Howdy out there. Word. Recluse is coming at your ears, and we love you.
Nice.
You have a nice tone of voice.
Yeah. Yeah. He's I say we have him sub for me.
I think you're born for the radio.
I'd like that.
Face and voice for radio.
Yeah. It's already preset. Thanks to all of you for being here. And Max, what do you want to close out with?
We're going to close out with a title track from our first EP. The song's called Well, Well, Well.
Well, they say the night is longest when it is coming to an end, and you are searching for that memory that is lost inside your head. And you twist it and you turn it till it has become something new. You are inviting your worst enemy to become a part of you. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, 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 well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. You are a passenger to nowhere, and I loved you every day. Now you're a ship inside a bottle. I still love you the same way. Did I come to you in darkness, in the brightest of our days? Will I ask for your permission? Will you torture me this way? Oh, well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, oh. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. Oh, well, well, well. Well, well, well. There is a bird of many colors. It is shining like a lighthouse. It is right outside my window. I was told that it was out there. Did I hold it in my hands? Was I blind and not have seen it? Oh, well, well, well.
Recluse, thanks, guys. You sounded great, and yeah, I like that. The hang loose, right? The sign, the pinky, and the thumb.
I do the surfer wave rock and roll.
Yeah, but you need a. I don't know what you do for rec, because that's that's hang loose. Don't make a W that way. people, that's not a good way to make a W unless you're on the radio. Thank you, guys. We'll work on that. Oh, here you go. These three fingers. That works. With your ring finger in the middle. Yeah, there you go. thank you to Recluse, and best wishes for continued success to all of you. Max, Zoob, Derek, and Dave. Ricky passed me a note and said, if Zoob's involved, you know it's got to be good. A name we know and trust. Thanks.